Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Yeshivit Eschus of Imori Marasi Sheyichyu. And it's based in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu Avraham Rabbi Amos at Sound. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdash in 1511 writes that the Karban Pesach that a person shechted B'Shinui Hashem either for a different Karban or L'Shem Chulin. It's Pasul. V'Amartam Zevach Pesach Hu L'Hashem. So it has to be L'shem Pesach. If it's L'shem Chulin or another carbon, it's no good. And the Kashi is Chatas is also Pasul Shalol L'shma. But if it's L'shem Chulin, it's Beseder. The Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet. It's Kashi also L'bailin. So how are we machalik between the Pesach and the Chatas? The Pesach, if it's L'shem Chulin, is Pasul. And the Chatas, which is L'shem Chulin, is Kashi when both of them have to be L'shma. And it's Ma'akev. So why is it there a difference when it comes to Chulin? The Me'iri in Pesachim brings the Yerushalmi. It says that there's a chilek between Chatas and Pesach because Chatas Yishech B'Lashem Chulin is Kasher. Because Machshev is Chulin isn't Machrib, doesn't destroy Kachim. Kachim destroys Kachim. So another Zevach is Machshev that's Poselis. But if it's for Chulin, the Machshev is not Poselis. However, Pesach, even L'shem Chulin is no good, because we have a Pesach, Pesach Hu L'Hashem, like the Kesef Mishnah explains. L'Hashem, it's Mashma, L'shem Chulin is no good. So that's what the difference. The difference is because Chatas doesn't say L'Hashem, Pesach it does say L'Hashem. And L'Hashem excludes Chulin. If we have to understand, to learn from a pasuk, that it's against our klal is, like the Gemara says, that mina machriv, but that only the same type of min, meaning machshev is kachem, is machriv, that it's no good. But not machshev is, right, that's machriv. That destroys it, that it's no good. But chulin, lav mina is not machriv, doesn't destroy it, doesn't mess it up. So why taka can't pesach? You're right, you have a pasuk. What's the hezbo? What's the understanding that pesach is no good if it's l'shem? Chulin. And Chatas is okay if it's the Shem Chulin, it still counts. It's not all about the Shem Choiva, but it counts. It's Kasher. So maybe we could say we said we have a Pasuk. But and this pasuk is telling us that it's not midin shelo lishma that l'shem chulin is no good by Pesach. It's a special din by Pesach. It's a unique din by Pesach. It has to be l'shem Pesach. It's not midin that you did it for the wrong carbon. It's not because you did it l'shem chulin that it's no good. Because as far as it being l'shem chulin, it's fine. Because lav mina lo machriv ba. If it's a different min, it doesn't. In other words, if you shechted for a different category for chulin, it doesn't mess up the kachin. But there's a special din because of the pasuk. This pasuk is telling you there's a special din mitzvah the pesach. Mitzvah the pesach. The pesach has to be l'shem pesach. L'shem chulin is no good. That's why it says pesach l'shem. And therefore, l'shem chulin is no good. But it's difficult to say that because the Rambam puts together the din of l'shem kachin acher, l'shem zevach acher. And the Shem Chulin together, so it's mashma, it's a din, it's a psul and shalol l'shma. That just like the Shem Zevach Acher shalol l'shma is no good, so to the Shem Chulin is shalol l'shma, that's also no good. So we understand again what's between Chatas and Pesach. The Pesach shalol l'shma is no good, and that includes Chulin. Whereas by Chatas it doesn't include Chulin, the Yerushameach. There, the Rambam explains that the reason of the Rambam is that the Pesach L'Shem Chulin is pasul because Pesach can't be kosher. That's not, if it's not Ol L'Shem Chova. Why? Because since it's Ol L'Shem Chova, you need to be Nimne, you need to be registered on another Pesach. But you can't be registered on two Pesachim. So you'll register for the other Pesach, and Memela, this Pesach, you're not registered for it. So this Pesach has nobody registered on it. So therefore the whole Pesach is Lo L'Shem Ochla. And that's why it's no good. as the Oros HaMelech says, wherever the Mikdash David, in Kuntres Mimyanei Kochim in Siman Dalet, says you can't say this Pshat L'shitas HaRambam. The reason it's no good by Pesach is because that would require it being, it'd have to be Nimna on another Pesach. You can't be Nimna on Shnei Pesachim, so therefore this Pesach would end up having nobody registered on it, so that's what would passel it. You can't say that. L'shitas HaRambam. He says in Pesachim 61b, that if you shecht it for circumcised people on Manas, that the kapar, the Zrikas Hadam, should be for Arelim, for uncircumcised people. Rav Chizah says no good, Rabbi says good. Rav Ashi explains their machlokes, that the argument on the pasuk v'nirtzal l'chaper olav l'chaveru. In other words, the pasuk is telling you that the kapara has to be for you and not for your friend. So our korban is only meratzeh if you were choshev l'chaper olav al bala korban and not if it was you were choshev l'chaper al chaveru. She'im zarakit adam. If you throw the blood for somebody else, it's not meratzeh. And therefore, if somebody shechs the Pesach in order to be zarek the dam for other people who aren't registered on it, it's patzal al shinui ba'alim. And the machlokas rabban Rav Chizda, what's the din if you were choshev lizrok l'shem arelim that are not menuyim olav? Is that also considered shinui ba'alim? Rabbi says that the carbon is kosher. We're not going to pass out shinui ba'alim because chaveru dimidi day. It has to be like you. There's an equation made between you and your friend. He has to be like you, just like you are a bar kapara. So if your chaveru is a bar kapara, that excludes the arul who's not a bar kapara. So since he's an arul, he's not royal iskaper but pesach, there's no psul of shinui ba'alim when you shechted it al manas to bizarek the dam. For this oral. Says no, this oral is a barachiyu, but potentially if he has a prismila, a mela it is puzzle. If you shecht it almanas to throw the blood on behalf of this oral. So that's the machlekes in the Gemara in Meseches Psochim and Daf Samech Aleph Mum Beis Samech Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Nashitis HaRambam in Psulei HaMikdashim 15.8 is that if you shechted a chatis for the sake of somebody who's chayiv and oila, it's ksheira and it doesn't count the shem choiva. But even though we darish in mechipar alav lo chaveiro, meaning it's mechaper for you and not for your friend, in order for it to be pasal al chaveiro, it means that your friend is mechuyiv chatis like you. If your friend is mechuyav chatas like you and you shechted it in order to be mechapa for him, so that's a psul. However, that's only that the chatas is ksheira. Zerak, shechatas ksheira, but nikol mokoin. However, nevertheless, lo also la bailin. The chatas is kosher, meaning that since here we're talking about a case where you shechted it to be mechaper for somebody who's chayv in oilo. So yes, we have the drasha of chipar ala v'lo al chaveiro, your chaver should be mechuyav chatas. That's what's going to pass it if you shechted in order to be mechaper. For your friend is mechuyav chatas. This guy, you're doing it for, you're shechting to be mechuyav ola, to be mechaper in mechuyav ola. So that, b'seder, so it's not completely possible. The chatas is ksheira, but it's also the baila. So if so, the same thing, Pesach L'Shem Arul, who's not a Barka Parkamoso, is going to be kosher, according to Rabbo, Aval lo yala lebailim l'shem chova. So you make a tzushta, we say, just like over there by the chattis, Shechta l'shem oila. So we say about this chattis is, it says, v'chipa v'chipa ala v'lo al chaveiro. So since your chaver is not chayv chattis kamoyscha, it's not going to be totally possible, but it's still not oila lebailim l'shem chova. You shechted it for the sake of your friend who's chayv and ola, so it's going to be kosher, but also the Baal Shem Chov, so to buy Pesach L'Shem Aro. It's not a bar kapar kavase, it's like it's parallel to the shechting the chatis for the sake of the ola. It's going to be kosher according to Rabba, but it's not going to be ola Baal Shem Chov, so it emerges. And we see from here the Shita Saramban that even by Pesach, it's shaykh that it should be kosher, even though it's la'ola Baal Shem Chov. Just like by the Chatas, we have that it's Shecht L'Shem Ol, it's Kasher Lo Ba L'Shem Choyva. So too by the same drasha by the Pesach for the Oro. Chibrala B'Lol Chaveiro. So that means that it's Kasher, but it's Lo Ba L'Shem Choyva. If you Shecht this Pesach, it's going to be Kasher. If you Shecht it Almanas L'Chapel Arel, but Lo Ba L'Shem Choyva. So you see, it's Sarambam. The Ram passing is by the Shechet Chatas. L'shem chuyav olo, that it's k'sher v'lo osel ha'baylim. So to hear, by the Pesach, the Yishech l'shem ha'reilim, it's the same case, parallel case. It's going to be kosher v'lo osel ha'baylim shem chovah. So we see it's a Rambam that by Pesach v'lo shaykh, it's going to be kosher v'lo osel ha'baylim shem chovah. It's not like the Otsamech. The Otsamech said lo yichol yot. Because if it's not all ha'baylim shem chovah, you have to be nimna on another Pesach. If you're not on another Pesach, this Pesach is not menuyim. There's nobody registered on it, so it should be possible. And the Rambam says, not like that. The Rambam says, it is kosher. So the Mikdash David is ma'arich in this Nekuda, but it's still, or Samech is a shtarka taina. Has it shayich that a Pesach should be kosher and v'lo ya'al l'baylim? Pesach shein lo'ochlim possible. And this Pesach has no ochlim, because they have to be registered in another Pesach, and this, therefore it's going to have no ochlim for this Pesach. Pesach shein lo'ochlim pasul. So how's it shach that it's going to be kosher v'lo ya'al l'baylim? Shem chova can't be kosher at all. It has no ochlim. If they register on a different Pesach, like the time of the Eretz Tzumeach l'chayra, we could say that we see by an oshem that shelo l'shmo, we say that it's included in the pasuk of Motzeh Susecha Tishmor. Vim lav nedava tehei. After Asher Mano brought Alechet, Mikol Makom B'Shelo L'Shma Yichzeres Hakasu, the Ban Adavim Mikoch L'Shma, the Mei Kara. But we mizeh, she B'Shelo L'Shma the Kasher Lola Balem Shem Choyve Yeshdin Hakrov Mechudeshes. The Nigrav Gam Below Inyan Chovaso, Kon Asher Shekarev Nedava Below Chet. Kmo Kain B'Pesach L'Shem Mi, Sheinu Mechuyev Kapara Kamoisay, the Rabba Kasher Lola Shem Choyve Pesach Karev B'Taras Nedava. מכל אחד לשמוע דמי קורא. לפי זה נוכל לומר שהדין שצריך לאויכלנו רק איך שבו בתורס חויבה, אבל איך שבו, שבו בתורס נדו ואין לי צריך להיות לאויכלן, אפילו כשהאויכלן כלל קושר. In other words, in simple Spanish, we see by an Asham especially you said, that if the Asham was brought שלא לשמוע, it ends up being in a dove. It ends up being in a dove. So even though an Ashem comes for sin, but if you shecht it shelo l'shmo, so the Xeris HaKosav, that originally was Mishmo, it was set aside as an Ashem. But it ended up not being brought as an Ashem, so because of its original l'shmo, now it's considered in a dove. So you see that the shelo l'shmo, the kashav, the l'olam shem chovah, is special, there's a new din hakrava. And it's nigra without the union of the chovah, like an Ashem shekarb nedava, below chait. And so too, like we see in the Gemara of Avam and Al, Shlo Shema Mikoch L'Shmo Kasi Ein Shem. And so too by Pesach, L'Shem Yishen HaMuchuyiv Kapar HaKamoysa, that according to Rabbi Tzkashu L'Shem Choyva, the Pesach is Karbet Haris Nedava Mikoch HaLashma Demekar, since it raises Hashem, now it's brought as a Nedava. According to this, we can say that the din, that it has to be the Ochlin, is only when it comes with Haris Choyva. When it comes with Haris Nedava, now that Pesach comes to Haris Nedava, it doesn't have to be L'Shem Ochlin. So it could have no Ochlin. And therefore, in Achinami, you're registering on another Pesach. But this one's going to be kosher because it's coming L'Shem Nedava, and it's okay that it has no Ochlin. It only has to have Ochlin when it's L'Shem Choyva. However, Tosis and Menachos, Ayin Sham, 89b, Dibur Maskel Shem, Yata, explain that when a carbon is sacrificed, Peteras Nedava, of Shelo L'Shma, there's a chilek between the Nesachim of the Ashem Etzairah and the Lechem of the Kivsei Etzairah. The Nesachim are considered like part and parcel of the carbon, since their karvelim is bech, and therefore it's ma'akev. They have to bring the nesachim. Even by Yashim Mitzayra, Shishach to Shalol Lishma, but since it's guf miguf kagufa karban, you have to bring the nesachim as well. But lechem isn't considered kagufa karban, since it's not karvelim is bech, and therefore kivsei atzeres. But Yashach Shalol Lishma, the lechem isn't holy, you don't have to bring the lechem. So we see from this, Ayin Shem B'divrei Atos, we see from this, that what's considered like gufa karban is ma'akev, even b'nedava Shalol Lishma, Right, when you're bringing in this the Heiliger Asher Metzora, so even though it's in a Dava, whatever is considered Gufa carbon is Ma'akev. Even though it's in a Dava. But also the Gufa carbon is Ma'akev, therefore you have to bring the Sachem as well. So Hu Adin by Pesach. That it has to be, the Oichlin is a Din Shel Etzema carbon. So according to Tosas, it's true Ma'akev, just like in the Sachem are Ma'akev. When you bring the Asher Metzora, it has to be with the Nesachim because it's part of the Gufa carbon. So too, by Pesach, the Shalola Ochlov, it's no good if Shalola Ochlov, that's part of Gufa carbon, so that's Ma'akev it's in a Dava. And Remelef is, if it's, you can't be Nimna Shnei Pesachim. And since you're going to be Nimna on the second Pesach, register on the second Pesach, this Pesach is going to have no register if it's Shalola Shmo. And you can't say it doesn't need eaters because it does, because Shalom is part of the Gufa Karban. It's like a Pesach Shein Lochem Shepasul. So that, but we're back to the drawing board, sweet friends. You need to understand Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says by the Karban Pesach, it has to be Lishmo, can't be Lishem. Zevach Acher, and even not L'shem Chulin, by Chattas, we see that it could be L'shem Chulin. It also has to be L'shma, but if that only possible if it's another Shem Zevach Acher. L'shem Chulin is kosher, we want to understand why. So, Mitzvah Hashem. In the next year, we're going to be in Taritz, and we're going to see Niflois. So, I ask that you please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. But now that we're going to continue.